Former U.S. President Donald Trump is under fire for sharing an AI-generated image of himself dressed as the Pope, just days before Catholic cardinals convened to elect a new pontiff. The digitally altered photo, posted on his Truth Social platform late Friday and later amplified by the White House's official X account, has provoked sharp criticism from Catholic leaders and conservative political groups alike. The image shows Trump seated solemnly in papal white robes and headdress, right forefinger raised in a posture resembling traditional papal benedictions. The post came less than a week after he attended the funeral of Pope Francis, who died at the age of 88. Speaking to reporters earlier in the week, Trump quipped, "I'd like to be Pope, that would be my number one choice," when asked about potential successors to Pope Francis. He went on to mention a very good cardinal in New York, likely referring to Archbishop Timothy Dolan, a known theological conservative. Dolan, when asked about the AI image, remarked that it wasn't good, but stopped short of demanding an apology. "I hope he didn't have anything to do with that," Dolan said ahead of Sunday Mass in Rome. The image triggered immediate backlash across social media. The New York State Catholic Conference, representing the state's bishops, condemned the post. "There is nothing clever or funny about this image, Mr. President. We just buried our beloved Pope Francis, and the cardinals are about to enter a solemn conclave to elect a new successor of St. Peter. Do not mock us." Republicans Against Trump, a conservative anti-Trump group, labeled the image a blatant insult to Catholics and a mockery of their faith. Vatican spokesperson Matteo Bruni declined to comment, focusing instead on preparations for the conclave, which will begin on May 7th in the Sistine Chapel. The reaction was not confined to the United States. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi accused Trump of offending believers and insulting institutions, calling the image the work of someone who enjoys being a clown. Italy's La Repubblica echoed that sentiment, criticizing what it called Trump's pathological megalomania. When questioned about the controversy, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended Trump, stating, "President Trump flew to Italy to pay his respects for Pope Francis and attend his funeral, and he has been a staunch champion for Catholics and religious liberty." Trump's history with the Vatican has been tense. During his 2016 presidential campaign, Pope Francis criticized Trump's plans to build a border wall, stating, "Anyone, whoever he is, who only wants to build walls and not bridges is not a Christian." As the Vatican prepares for a historic conclave, Trump's AI image has reignited debate about the intersection of politics, religion, and digital manipulation, raising questions about respect for sacred traditions and the evolving boundaries of political expression.